Social media played a pivotal role in the lead-up to the events of January 6th. Extremists flooded Facebook and other platforms with posts claiming the presidential election had been rigged or stolen. We've seen government leaders continue to grapple with how to hold these platforms accountable. As Congresswoman Lofgren said, it's complicated. For a take on what's at stake and potential solutions, we called on Etienne Brown. He's a philosophy and ethics professor who researches misinformation on social media at San Jose State University. Do you feel like this January 6th insurrection actually broke whatever semblance of trust we might have had left in how we interact with social media?
So I certainly think that there's kind of an erosion of trust between different people in American society. But I also think that we can do some things that's going to help us rebuild trust. And I take quite seriously the idea that we should move away from mainstream social media.
So what are some things that we can do? And what do you mean by moving away from mainstream social media? Like, what does that look like to you?
I think that, you know, regulation is part of the solution. I'm a strong believer in transparency. I think that we know that Facebook has conducted some internal research. It knows the impact it has on its users and on American democracy. It often does not want the American public to know. So I think that the government should have the power to coerce Facebook into sharing the results of its internal research. But more than that, I want us to take seriously the idea that we need to reimagine and redesign a kind of better online public sphere. For instance, you know, let me be a bit more concrete. Nothing prevents us from having grants that we could give to computer scientists, digital media artists, ethicists, to incite them to kind of design alternative social media, right? To have new platforms that function differently from the one that we know, and that might be better for citizens who want to engage in political discussion, right? A lot of the problem comes from the fact that the social media platforms as we know them are primarily trying to make money, and that might not be compatible with creating a kind of platform that citizens are going to be able to discuss with one another in a kind of conflict-free manner.
Professor Etienne Brown, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Professor Brown teaches philosophy and ethics and researches misinformation on social media at San Jose State University. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.